All right. This is what the fans demanded, a color version of the movie with longer sex scenes.
It's a whole different world from the black and white political version. this is a New Jack City type movie now. It's all different.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, when I opened up the OnlyFans, it seems like this was a lot what a lot of people were pressing for.
Okay.
And also, as I mentioned to you personally, like when I spoke to the distributors, they hated the fact that I made a black and white movie. And they were telling me like it wouldn't sell, and it really didn't sell at all. This is down there with like House of the Dam type sales. It just didn't sell anything. No one bought it. They also said they didn't like the cover because it was an animated cover. They're like, drawn covers don't work. I guess it's an 80s thing with the drawn covers, but I like them. But there was also a drawn cover for the box. They said people think it's going to be a cartoon or something. Mm-hmm. So I guess they thought it was going to be a black and white cartoon. So whatever the case. I think we both liked the black and white version.
I loved it.
Yeah, but this is what the people demanded.
Okay.
It might have been a different situation with the sales had we released this original color version instead.
Yeah, it's hard. Like when you know watching this was definitely not the vision of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's about entertaining. It's about what the fans want and people want and distributors want. So you know, we can always make another version and see if it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I cut in some stock footage here just to change the tone and the feel of it. Add a little bit more of a drug feel. And went with the hip hop soundtrack instead of the old blues soundtrack that the original had.
Right.
It took me a while to like debate on if I should release that original soundtrack because you worry about copyright and with some of this music and things like that. It took me a while to say, all right, I'm just going to release this version and see how it goes.
Yeah.
So everywhere I tried to release it, aside from on DVD, there was a lot of copyright issues.
With the black and white one or this one here?
With the black and white one.
Oh, really?
With the music, yeah.
I figured that stuff was like public domain by now. It's all
you would think so, but with YouTube, it's like a lot of... With YouTube, people claim everything, honestly. Mm-hmm. With any type of music you put,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be claims for it.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff seems like it's from like the 1920s.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever since you was 10 years old.
But even like when you use like even with like Scumbag Hustler, which I posted the clean version of that on YouTube, people still claim it. Like for every classical song on Scumbag Hustler, which are several, there's like five or six people that claim it. For each song, it's like I'm like, how could five or six people claim the exact same song?
Yeah.
And it's different companies.
Right.
And then you tell them like you even send a link to them. Here's where I got it. Muse openmuse.org was where I got it from.
Right.
And most people dropped the claims, but there was like one or two people who were like, no, it's our song, we're not dropping it. So I was like fuck it. I'm not gonna be able to monetize it anyway because of all the violence and drugs and stuff like that. But
it's just dumb. So it is like people music. Just like stay on YouTube and just like claim things. Like that's like
I don't know if it's like people staying on there or if it's just an automatic thing or if it's a mix of both, but it does seem ridiculous with YouTube with the copyright claims.
Whatever I tell you, you don't breathe unless I tell you. You don't take a shit unless I tell you. You understand what I'm saying?
This is a typical full circle movie of things starting off bad and just going to get worse.
Yeah, this is a movie without a first act because it just gets right into it. You don't really even get to know the character before people are telling you how shitty he is.
You can always do a prequel.
We did a movie like that that was written, not shot though. That was also kind of like a crime feel. Coco Kitty's Revenge.
Yes.
And then we decided to write the prequel introducing Coco Kitty.
Yeah.
So here we did Ace Jackson's a Dead Man introducing Ace Jackson.
Which probably would be a pretty interesting movie. Someday he'll be dead. So he's right.
Someday soon.
Yeah, someday you won't be able to talk to me like that because I'll be dead. That is true.
Let's just, by your orders.
Yeah, let's just get that out of the way in the first scene of the movie.
Hey, it is called H. Jackson's a Dead Man.
Yeah.
Well, this version is called Ghetto Heat.
Oh, it's called Ghetto Heat. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because that was another thing that, in addition to the black and white, the drawn cover, it was the title as well. So the title didn't come from the distributors, but when I asked for feedback from like a lot of the people that reviewed most of our movies, they were like, the title didn't really do it for me.
Oh my God. All the things that made that movie what it is, man. People just don't know what they're missing. they just don't know. I mean, this is a good version, but the black and white, man, it's just, it's political. It's, it deals with morals, values, ethics. That's all that shit. You know, like, I don't know, man. Just for a little bit of color, some cut-ins, and extended sex scenes in a different title. Is it all worth it?
Well, and no drawn cover.
Yeah, okay. Glowing results. That's interesting. That's good. We must have just figured that out.
But yeah, I think we literally just crossed the street to like shoot that scene. I think we were on like one block, and that's where we shot like the scenes with the mask, him going in and out of places, him walking in and out of houses for different locations. I think where I pretended to take the piss and try to steal the bike. It was just like all one block. I don't think we really covered a lot of ground.
I remember like that those days when we were doing the cutaways, it was exhausting. Like I had a full day of work and it was like I was just exhausted. And I'm like, let's just shoot this way, turn around, shoot the other way, take three steps over, shoot here. Let's just move this.
All right, let's shoot here, turn the camera the other direction, shoot there, turn the camera the other direction, shoot there.
Oh, is it really good? Are people gonna know? it was tiring.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of effort given to those exterior scenes.
Sometimes you have those shooting days.
Yeah.
It's another hectic bathroom scene. You have a lot of these in our movies.
Yeah, it was weird re-editing the exact same movie. I ended up trying to find different takes and tweaking it a little bit than the other version. So it does come off a little bit different, some of the scenes. Because I had to re-edit the whole thing because the original version, I think it was shot in a different version of Final Cut. So I couldn't even open it on the timeline of this Final Cut.
This is a terrible fight.
It's real ghetto.
Yeah.
Real, too, you know?
And I think, like, the what made this scene funny is it almost has, like, an Evil Dead feel where he's just trying to get something off his chest and she just won't let him speak. it's tough, man.
Yeah, yeah. But it does have a realness to it with them talking over each other.
Oh, for sure.
It does have a ghetto feel to it, so. And just trying to get the drug feel and some exteriors, some other characters in there.
A lot of drugs.
So this comes off like he's like doing crack or something. I'm actually just trying to smoke a cigarette. And it was like at the end of a day, so it was super dark. It might have been that same day. So it was just like a regular location, but it was just so dark that all you see is like me lighting something up. So it has like a crack feel, but it's just that cigarette behind my ear. I was lighting it up.
A little transition there.
Yeah. Just jumped out, had to leave that nest. Think
they know, but I see what's best. Oh, he has a gun? Wow. I didn't know he carried heat. I didn't know he was packing heat.
Two props, that flask and the gun. The hat, the suit.
Okay.
They have Ace Jackson, man.
There it is.
Yeah. That's the extent of our production budget right there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, oversized suit. Yeah. I remember I had a ton of those suits. I think I kept them for a while because we were doing when we were about to shoot Games vs. Colts.
Mm-hmm.
I fully gave up on that movie when I tossed all those suits. When Games vs. Colts, I had a bunch of suits from my boss when he was cleaning out his closet. Uh-huh. A ton of them.
Uh-huh.
And we were going to use that for the cult members in Games vs. Colts when we were about to shoot that movie.
Yeah.
Kept those suits for a while. I was like, fuck it. Let me just let it go. I think I actually bought this for the movie, though.
The suit?
Yeah.
I remember going, saw this one before.
Yeah, I remember going to the store and buying it. I definitely bought this one in particular. But I did have a bunch of suits.
I remember those suits you had. For a while. They were darker suits.
They were darker suits. Yeah. That's why I remember this one in particular, I actually bought it.
Right. What I do like about the movie, though, is like the throwback with the suit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like it's kind of from a different era, his look.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, nowadays, we just be some guy wearing baggy pants and a hat tilted to the side or something like that.
Like a baseball cap.
Yeah.
Instead.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It always ends up costing me an arm and a leg. So how much is this shit going
to cost? Maybe like a football or baseball or basketball jersey or something.
Yeah.
So. He's a man out of time and out of place.
Mm-hmm.
He's sure eyes.
Why is he bringing her into this? It's going to be... It's just a bad move. That's a lot of cocaine, too. Like, that's a lot.
Dude, I had no grasp of how much a lot or a little was.
At the time, I didn't either. Like, now I think I've watched enough movies to have some idea. But that's, like, a lot, I think, right? Like, that's probably, like $10,000, $20,000
I have
worth.
No fucking clue, man.
I think
I'd just be throwing numbers out there if I guessed.
Yeah, I think it is, man. That's like almost a kilo.
Yeah.
It seems like a kilo, like a, was a kilo a pound?
I,
100,000 grams or something? That's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, I don't know what the street sales are, but it's definitely out of his budget. That's the point.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the movie, too. So
way out of his budget. We have no knowledge of street drugs.
No, none at all.
None at all. Now, I think that's going to be a role in our next movie is how, if we do something like this again, to have like a street consultant.
Yeah, these type of movies usually have consultants, you know, just for accuracy's sake.
Yeah. Somebody needs to just keep us in between the lines here.
Yeah, pun intended, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she actually did a lot of research for this role.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Mary's strip clubs and learned how to...
You know, parts of this movie look like Mandingo Sex Addict, where they're shot with the shadowy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see it as much with the black and white version, but when it's color, I do kind of see some similarities in the way it was shot.
Well, I did darken some of these scenes, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. To cover up some of the shadows and things like that. Lest you think he was only selling those drugs. He did a little bit, just a touch.
Oh yeah. Not the first time he's had his head in a plate of cocaine.
No, not the last time he'll have his head in a ton of cocaine and before the scene's over either.
We've had you like that in a couple of movies, though.
Well, at least this and Hookers.
Yeah.
I think maybe The Fappening, too. I don't know, but yeah. No stranger to drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she just started doing some shit. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, none of these moves we ever saw back then. Now this is just a typical day at the office. Put on Instagram or Twitter and... Chicks are doing this all day, but
and they're called Instagram models as opposed to like
yeah.
strippers or hoes or whatever.
In those days, all this stuff she's doing, these twerking moves and stuff, like
yeah,
it wasn't.
She'd be an influencer right now.
Yeah, this wasn't common back then.
No, we're pioneers, man.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Listen.
Did he even leave the living room for a scene?
I don't think he had to.
I think there's one where we made him go in his truck just for different scenery.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he just he moved a few feet over after he tossed me in that first scene. He just sat down. And I think he moves a few feet over to the window for his next scene.
Yeah.
But it's just all in like a very short space.
It's funny though, when you're shooting like, you know, tight shots, uh-huh. you can get away with this.
Yeah.
we obviously weren't doing a full panoramic thing in this movie. And the interiors were all tight. But I think in some ways that kind of adds to like the movie having like a claustrophobic feel at times.
Mm-hmm.
Where everything is in tight spaces and that's just the way it works.
Yeah, if anybody knows the layout of my living room, it's just basically within a few feet of each other. Mm-hmm. Is where you shot three of the scenes.
Right.
In the middle, where we were standing, a little bit to the right for the chair, a little bit to the left for the window. Mm-hmm. Those are three scenes. And he shoots, I think, one scene inside of his car. Mm-hmm. All right, man. Thanks mm-hmm. for coming. Mm-hmm. I think we did maybe like one or two takes of each. Uh-huh. And that was it.
Yeah. Well, the good part is as well that like at least you painted the walls in your apartment, so they weren't all white like they were in previous movies.
Oh yeah, yeah, like Cooper's in Revolt.
Yeah.
Just disembodied heads when you have close-ups because they're just heads against white walls.
Yeah.
Which helped us in Hookers because, mm-hmm. you know, that movie we had a big cast as opposed to this, and none of them were there on the same day. We just had to chop them together. Yeah. Yeah, this is one of the requests, longer sex scenes. So here you go. I think this is will end up having the longest sex scenes in any of the movies I did.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, this went on for a while. Yeah. All the dancing and the sex.
Like yeah, it's... yeah. And this is just scene one of five.
Mm-hmm.
Got four more sex scenes to go.
Mm.
The people demanded it.
Yeah.
Per OnlyFans request.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I'll eventually get this on DVD and see what happens and see if it actually does sell more.
Oh well. It's what they wanted.
Yeah.
More cocaine. That's a lot of cocaine.
Yeah, the scene started the way it ends and starts the same way. Mm-hmm. Face full of coke.
I gotta make some moves, baby. Stop asking me so many fucking questions.
Making moves, hitting the streets.
Shit here.
Just like every other ghetto nigga, man. I gotta make these moves, man.
Yeah.
What type of moves? These moves, man.
And he's gonna leave the shit with her. You know what's gonna happen next.
He's a fucking genius.
He's gonna make some moves, but he's gonna leave the drugs. The move should be to sell the drugs. So I don't know what kind of moves he's gonna make. Oh my goodness.
Since he's made this grand scheme that he's had in mind,
oh.
He's tried to convince two girls so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to that he's finally made it. He's used a bunch of the drugs, and he left it with a random hoe.
None of his moves are good moves. They're all bad moves. Everything. This
is another situation where it was just like one block.
Oh, okay.
So the beginning scene where the house we shot, that was there where we shot that. A little bit further down was that fence.
Okay.
A little bit further down the block was where we shot that with that little alley thing before we hit that overpass.
Is this in Brooklyn?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. It was just all straight down one block
mm-hmm.
where we got like three scenes in.
Somebody's getting robbed.
Like taking candy from a baby.
Yeah.
She seemed like such a high class hooker.
Was she a hooker though? Was she just your girl? Or what was she?
God knows. God knows.
With him, you just never know, right?
You never know. You never know. Because in the original script, there was one girl.
Mm-hmm.
There was like, I think that's how the script fell apart for me. Because
mm-hmm.
like I was writing a few film noirs at the time. And I think we were coming off of a couple of films where we did five sex scenes, Trade Off and Tortured,
right.
/ Mandingo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, all right, I try to fit five sex scenes, and I couldn't. And I think that's where that stopped me in the script.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do I fit five sex scenes? And it's about like this guy and his drugs and mm-hmm. his downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we were like, all right, I think you were like, all right, let's just go with what you have and we'll figure it out as we go.
Mm-hmm.
And we just try to figure out a way to turn that one character into five,
mm-hmm.
which kind of muddles any kind of backstory she could have
mm-hmm.
because she became them.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna be shit, bitch. Who the fuck do you think you are? John Guy?
Al Capone, Lucky Luciano. What the fuck is you? Ain't nobody. You talking like you're
running shit from again, doing his thing.
You and him having that creative tension.
You know? In the hood, just like all us other niggas, nigga. Not for long, okay? Let me tell you something. You better make sure you do this shit right.
I think this may have been a last minute call for him too as well. I don't know if we gave him a lot of prep. I was just like, I think we just called him over one night and he came and did it. I think it's the same shirt in all the scenes too, because I think it was just all one day with him.
Well, black and white wouldn't matter.
You couldn't tell in the black and white, yeah. I think it'll be noticeable here because you see it's that bright yellow shirt.
Besides your character, I don't think any character really probably came more than one day.
And even my character wears the same outfit every day.
Yeah.
Not a lot of wardrobe changes in this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I think I mentioned to you, like, the first time I noticed that was stopping my mama's shoot, where Stallone had, like, two wardrobe changes. I'm like, Jesus, man. Like,
from a Hollywood movie. That's
I know. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, they just shot this in, like, a couple days. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, as a kid I was watching that, you know? Man, things fall apart pretty quickly for him. I forgot it was this early in the movie that he realizes his drugs are gone.
Oh, yeah. No, this movie's a disaster for him. A little flash of the noose.
No! Fuck!
Where's it over there, you think? Where's it gonna be?
Yeah, it's nowhere near that house.
Gonna trash the room.
How can you trash something that's already trashed? How can you trash the untrashable?
Oh boy. Look at this. The crazy part is like he's officially dead. He still has to live out. He still has to live out the rest of the movie. It's over.
Yeah. If you couldn't tell by the noose or the title or any of the subtleness we have in this movie, yeah, he's pretty much a dead man.
Yeah.
Here's some more subtlety here.
Oh, yeah. Very subtle. Poor guy is suffering.
You think poor guy, but he does some things that make you say, eh.
Oh. Plenty of that.
Yeah, this is some ghetto apartment across the street from me. Again, we're literally just shifting around in this movie. There's like a stroller in the hallway. Like, I guess they would think it was safe. I mean, that has to be like a tight-knit hood for you to leave something like that there. That's like a Stairmaster at the side.
I don't know how many people steal strollers.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it's high-end, don't you think, with money?
Yeah. I'm saying, though, like a big apartment, like you move your shit around. Well, they are, so you're right in that sense.
This apartment was on your street.
Right across the street.
Oh, that's the first time you've ever been in there.
The only time I've ever been in there.
Oh, Chelsea,
she probably thought she could run off and do it on her own. I say, man, what are we going to do? You're going to take your ass out of there and find
That's a quick correction right there.
You better get that man's money or his drugs by Wednesday. That nigga been calling me all day. And now you come up.
You know how I realize just in this viewing here? You're better off not letting him say anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the characters that just cut him off, like, you know, Walik and Shamash just like cut his shit. They're better off.
Yeah,
the people that actually listen to his shit, he takes him down a downward spiral, man. It's just like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to hear shit you have to say. The minute he starts talking and you start hearing that bullshit, you're in trouble. You're in some deep shit.
Yeah. It's nothing good.
No, no.
Hello? So, see, this is Chelsea. Yeah, the girl from earlier. What's going on? It's 10 o'clock. I ain't heard from you yet. No, I got it.
That was upstairs in your old house?
Yeah, this is the top floor.
Okay.
No, I don't want to hear that.
That's an area that we hadn't shot in the early years.
We shot a scene for They Almost Die Here.
Mm-hmm.
But it was more so the area in front of her that we shot, where the weight setup was.
You used to have a crack dealer in your house over there. I remember that.
Yeah.
And I remember one time I was
Maurice.
Like, yeah, I just remember one time I was up in, because you used to have a bedroom down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one point I came into this kitchen. I had never been there before. Mm-hmm. And I looked on the stove and it was like, you could tell he was cooking crack rocks there. Mm-hmm. You could see all the residue and the pots and everything. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I didn't even know at the time he was doing it.
It's right down the hallway from you. He was cooking up rocks. And he had another chick who was living in that room that Glenn lived in. So
he had a chick?
No, you had
another chick. Yeah, real ghetto chick.
Yeah,
so I had to do some ghetto, like, Jedi mind trick to get her out the apartment because she was just shacked up there squatting for a long time.
Yeah.
Squatters have a lot of rights, man.
I
don't know if you remember that. My friend Steve, he used to live up for me from Underhill, like a few blocks from me. I mentioned him a few times.
Yeah.
I don't know if you actually saw him.
I never met him. I know the name.
He squatted for a long time.
Where?
He had an apartment across the street from Prospect Park.
Okay.
And he's squatting there for a while. Last I stopped speaking to him, he was still squatting. Yeah,
there was somebody in our apartment too, this gay guy, mm-hmm. who was squatting as well. But he was doing it in a little more intelligent way. He would like take pictures of like cracks in the wall, leaks, and rodents. And what he would say is like, you know, I'm not going to pay rent until you guys fix this and fix that.
Mm-hmm.
But we had like a lazy ass super who would never fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just basically there like doing nothing with rent until they fixed up everything and just never fixed it. So it just went on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Funny how a lot of people do that. He wasn't outwardly doing it. Like he said that he would take the money and put it in escrow or whatever. But
yeah, right.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's just shit to say.
I know.
Listen,
a lot of people do that.
Yeah. Where the fuck is my money? Where the fuck is my money? Nigga, you got me fucked up.
So this helps that the scene is pretty dark because it's also Waleek's place as well.
Give me
right behind him is where Waleek lives, where he has all his scenes. Obviously you can't see any of it.
I produce the drugs, you produce my money. No money, no drugs. Straight up.
Who you talking to?
Man, these drugs are cursed, man.
It's just, one person,
trouble.
One person robs a person, robs a person.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Should do a movie about the drugs and not about any of the characters. Who the drugs falls, who hands it falls into next. I should make her say, don't shoot my black ass, please. I wanted Ilya to say that in House of the Damned,
mm-hmm.
when he was doing that tantrum.
Yeah.
It's like, just get the fuck out of here. I wanted to say, somebody save my black ass.
I got my money, it's all good.
This is a mess. See?
I wonder if anybody has money.
No.
Yeah, it's like, everybody's trying to buy the drugs with no money.
Oh,
get out of Dodge. Here comes sex scene number two.
I wouldn't have known. Fixing up that nice bed
after I threw that tantrum there, I had to straighten up a little bit.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's doing an age check. Wow, he's really ethical here.
He has morals and values, my friend.
Yeah.
I mean, if she would have said 17, then he would have sent her straight home to her mother.
Well, he didn't check her ID. He just asked.
So. Yeah, come on, what is he, a cop?
Yeah.
To check the ID.
Where did he meet her? This girl goes through a lot of shit in this movie.
She listens, man. She should have just cut his ass off like everyone else.
Yeah.
This guy talks. You just tell him to shut the fuck up. Uh-huh. Or you're in trouble, man.
She listened the most.
And she suffers the most.
She does.
Look at who makes out this movie alive.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Biggs,
mm-hmm.
who told him to shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Shamaj,
mm-hmm.
who told him to shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Walik, who told him to shut the fuck up.
Uh-huh.
Look at the fate of everyone else. Everyone who treated him like the shit that he was,
uh-huh.
they made it out okay.
Yeah.
Everyone who gave his bullshit a chance, they
end up on drugs, on crackheads, shot and killed. Yeah, it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, yeah. This teaches people a lesson, man. Some people don't deserve a chance. Can't save everyone.
So what inspiration did you have to write that line? It's a good line. Your inspiration was there.
No, maybe I was 16.
Is that the drugs right there?
Could it be?
Do we leave the drugs in that scene? That was a bag of something there in the corner that was white.
He's having a lot of fun in this scene, man.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
You think it's real?
You would think so, but we know better.
No. Uh-oh.
Love that. No way.
Just try.
No way.
More drugs.
Open wide. Come on, smoke that crack.
Oh man, what would you do if like you bang some hot chick and she just pulled out a crack pipe?
Oh my god.
I mean, she's a 10, like whoever you consider to be a 10, whatever your 10 is, you just banged her the first night you met her and she just immediately breaks out a crack pipe.
I'd probably go and get an STD test, something, AIDS test. I don't know, man. That's a nightmare. That's a nightmare. Shades of Scumbag Hustler here. Some shades of We All Must Die. Oh, and she takes the needle too. He's gonna get her strung up.
That's, you gotta get him addicted, man.
Sharing needles.
Hey, this is a message about, you know,
yeah,
COVID-19 and taking the shot and
all that shit.
There's some political shit in there somewhere. Just look hard enough, you'll find some shit.
I didn't know he was on crack.
He's on any drug we can find.
we just let it all out in this scene, like heroin, crack, weed, whatever.
Coke, anything, yeah. Anything he can get, cigarettes, anything he gets his hands on, always drinking something in that flask.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, at this point it's all over.
Yeah, yeah. It's been over.
He wants more.
Oh man.
So you call this ghetto heat, huh?
Ghetto heat, man.
Just call it Caligula in Brooklyn.
Caligula in the hood.
Yeah, that's what it should be, man. Caligula reincarnated as Jackson something.
Black Caligula.
Yeah. There we go. Black Caligula. We did have a movie like that too, didn't we? Like Caligula reincarnated as Idi Amin. Remember
that movie? No, Caligula. I think it's something Idi Amin. They saved the brain of Idi Amin.
Oh, they saved the brain of Idi Amin.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a good one too.
I think it was going to be a take on Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia or something like that. I don't remember.
We're going too far, okay? We gotta follow.
Why is she listening? The thing is, like, if anyone else would have listened to him, this is the same bullshit he'd be telling them too.
Yeah.
That shows you the savviness of his older girlfriends. Mm-hmm. They heard all that shit before.
Go out there.
And how long and has he even it. Known her at this
okay.
point?
Okay.
A few hours.
How long has it already gone to this level? When she had sex with him probably twice, smoked crack, got a needle in her arm, and now he's hoeing her out.
Hey, man, listen to this song. Gotta get that money, man.
Oh, my goodness.
He needs that money as soon as possible.
Tons of therapy.
Ace isn't the only one that makes bad mistakes in this movie. And that's the same area where we shot all of Big O scenes. Literally just shifting the camera around there.
So this is an interesting thing. It's like you wonder if he's... You know, he's not the guy to have much of a crisis of conscience.
No.
So
he's just
nervous about her coming out with the money. I don't think there is any concern for her.
Yeah. Well, it's up for interpretation, I guess.
You think he gives a fuck about her? All right, man. He's known her for less than an hour. He just wants some money. And when he gets the money, who knows what's going to happen with it?
Oh, we know what's going to happen with it.
At this point,
it's not going to some escrow or like it's not going to Big Low. It's going up his nose or in his arm.
Yeah, he's giving up on paying back. He's like, let me just smoke as much crack as possible.
You know, it's kind of a existential film in that way, mm-hmm. in that he's accepted his death, mm-hmm. and he's just trying to enjoy that period of time before he dies.
Yeah. Well, his death was almost like written in scene one. It's just a matter, like I said, it's just a matter of getting to the credits into the movie.
It's almost like I wrote the beginning, and I wrote the end, and we filled in the blanks.
Yeah.
This is pretty much what happened.
So I guess he got some money. This is your first child. He's gonna do meth. It's
gonna
be
something.
I can't do it anymore. Yes, you can. You can and you will. Okay? I need this freaking money, bro.
The contrast is just so stark.
Yeah.
Her life is falling apart.
She's done something that for the rest of her life
she's gonna regret.
She's gonna have therapy. He's just over there like, listen, I'm only got like another couple of hours to live. So, like, you know.
Be like me, just deal with it.
Yeah, they're on different paths.
Are they? they're both on the highway to hell, man.
So I guess he shot meth or speed or something.
Something.
He's going off the deep end.
He's gone, man. He's gone.
I can't. You know what it's like.
Just want to ride home. Have some fun, maybe. Fool around a little bit. Go home to your mom.
I need you to hit those streets. I need you to turn some tricks. Then when you're done, we'll go to McDonald's.
Oh, wow, R. Kelly.
Isn't that where he went when he came out of jail?
Exactly. He'd give like his chicks like, you know, a Big Mac or like a pair of Nikes. That's what he did. She had a good arc in the movie.
she did.
Came a long way, man.
Yeah, she did.
We should do a backstory on her.
The world of Ace Jackson. Just have backstories on all the different characters.
Before and after Ace.
I don't know if I ever told
Ace.
That.
This would be like Ace 10 years later. What happened to her?
It's been more than 10 years, has it? Or I guess it's been around that time. Mm-hmm. It'd be the perfect time for a backstory. Yeah. But there's some like old. I don't know, tale or something about this guy who was about to fall off a cliff, and on the cliff was this branch that had a strawberry on it, and before he died he ate the strawberry and enjoyed the taste of it and then fell to his death. And it's just about enjoying those moments, like even if your doom is about to come, that's just kind of like Ace. He's about to get that bullet, but he's enjoying that period of time before he comes.
That's all you got.
Yeah, yeah. Just that brief time. This is a life lesson to people, man. You know? Man, turning another trip already. The night that won't end for this hell. I think this is across the street from where we shot something else, too. I just remember we didn't go far. I think we hit like two parts of that area, and that's where we shot everything. Yeah. I think those were Starberries I was wearing too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they were like $10 or something. Yeah. Like two. Mulberry's like cheap sneaker thing. They felt like just regular sneakers. I enjoyed what he was doing, but he got a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
Like, who wants those cheap ass sneakers? Like, I did.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
The same material, same shit.
Especially
super like, fucking cheap.
Especially kids like Lola and shit. If I'm a pair of like $180 Nikes, like, 2 months later, they're going out of
it. Yeah. This was before I became a LeBron fan. I already said some negative shit about the Strawberries. I'm like, fuck you, man. Good for him, Mark. Let's get us some cheap options.
One of my friends bought a pair of LeBrons for his kid. Mm-hmm. And like 2 months later, they're going out of it. He gave them to my son. Mm-hmm. My son had them for like 3 or 4 months.
That's what a lot of people do with babies, so they pass them around.
Yeah.
It's like, why toss them? The kid's not going to have it that long.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he was probably 7 or 8 when he had them. It's just these things, you know, their feet grow like 3 sizes, 4 sizes, sometimes more in a year.
Yeah. Yeah, when it comes to a lot of kids stuff, people just pass it along instead of tossing it.
Yeah, I don't understand these people buying like this Gucci and Louis Vuitton for like their 3-year-old kid. It's like, you know, what's the point?
Yeah, with the kid doesn't even know.
There's a full circle skull. We are going to do a movie called The Skull at some point.
We need to.
We've got to. I have that on DVD at my house. I love it.
What is it, Marquis de Sade skull or something?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. We can obviously
make it Idi Amin skull.
Yeah, Idi Amin skull.
The skull of Idi Amin.
Yeah. Anybody's skull, as long as it possesses people and makes them do weird shit.
Yeah, they can do shit.
Debaucherous shit. Which we are movie. Yeah, it's one of those good, like, what was that company? Hammer.
Hammer
movies, yeah.
If it wasn't Hammer, it was the Hammer actors, at least.
It was Hammer.
Okay, because it was Cushing and, Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee, yeah. It was
those I remember, two. Like, one night I was up super late and couldn't go to sleep, and it just came on TV, and I was like, wow, I love this fucking movie.
I know I saw it on DVD. I thought it was your DVD. Maybe I got it. It might have been a 99 cent spinner, it might have been yours.
I got it on DVD.
What
the fuck is
going on with your cousin? I thought it was you that introduced me to it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was like one of those late night movies. That's what I used to like back in the day, is when you could just be up late on a Saturday night, and like some like, you know, Hammer film or something would just come on. They don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. You just play like the same bullshit movies over and over and over.
Yeah.
Because if I don't have my unless you have like 300 different channels. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to like the Hammer movies. They were all cheap.
I didn't like all of them. I just loved the vampire ones. Mm-hmm. I watched all the vampire ones just like marathon them. They were all good. When they get into the other monsters, I'm not a big fan of them. Some of the thrillers are good, but I mainly like the vampire. All the vampire ones were really good.
Yeah.
They had their niche hammer. Mm-hmm. Well, I always like that story of like a guy who is a good guy, whether it's the Jekyll and Hyde or possession or whatever, where you have the duality with the character. That's what I liked about The Skull. Mm-hmm. Also, there was another movie, a ghetto Jekyll and Hyde film.
Mm-hmm.
I think I showed it to you on the list of synopses I sent you, or that I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
The hell was that one? The black guy from the 70s, the black exploitation one.
He's not gonna
let
you know who this guy is?
Fuck, is the name of it. That's gonna kill me to remember.
Oh, you're talking about that. What's it called? I know. It's a black movie, right?
Yeah.
I know the movie. It's,
the fuck is the name of that movie?
No, it's,
now I have to find out or it's going to kill me.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. What the hell is the name of it? I know it's good. It's the name of it I'm trying to figure out.
It's two. It's, it has two people in the title.
Yeah.
It's a really good one. Mm-hmm.
Is another wild one. JD's Revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like a Jekyll Hyde type thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, I think there's some dead gangster who possesses some, like, current day guy. Comes back for revenge or something to their
JD's Revenge is a great movie.
Yeah.
Very underrated.
Yeah. I think that's Spear Real here because I was pulling on it pretty good.
This is the one that I was thinking about.
Oh, Ganja and Hess. Yeah, oh, okay. That's not really a Jekyll and Hyde, but that's another good vampire-esque black film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard some backstory in that guy. He would like really try to get the movie out there and it didn't make any money. Mm-hmm. Then like years later, it was re-released in some museum or something.
Yeah, exhibit. It originally was put out in like a very edited version.
Yeah.
And I think it had another name to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like really cut back and they put in all this voodoo footage. It was real garbage.
Yeah, I think they fucked with the movie a few times until he finally got the version he wanted.
Yeah.
I think he died before like it really like clicked with people too.
Yeah,
but then you see Wally again with that same shirt on. The black and white helped so much.
Yeah.
With the locations and the wardrobe, the black and white really helped.
Grab some things and let's go. I don't think that. What do you mean? We stay here, we're dead.
He keeps saying we a lot.
Maybe. That's all part of it. Bring everybody in on it. We're dead. Just like, what? We're dead. That's usually where the conversation where they all change.
It's like, you lost me there, nigga. Yeah.
It's all good until you said we.
Baby, I love you. Why are you acting like this, baby?
Not saying I love you, huh?
She's just gonna leave me out there to die.
She washes her hands.
Yeah.
Like Pilate? Is it Pilate the guy who washed his hands with Jesus?
Yeah. You know Jesus.
No, his hands are covered in blood, man. Literally.
Go rob somebody.
It's all the brother knows. Hey man, Nick gotta do what Nick gotta do. Yeah, I always wanted to do a movie like, there's this old movie I really liked, I'm a Fugitive from a Chain Gang.
Okay.
Where it was a guy who was like wrongfully accused of a crime.
Uh-huh.
And he like throughout the whole movie he was just like this righteous dude who's slowly being forced into crime. At the last scene of the movie, he like hit rock bottom and he's running from the cops. And then I think the girl's like, what are you gonna do? How are you gonna survive? And then he peeks his head up in the shadows and says, I'll steal. And I just like the idea of like a guy who just like forced into crime throughout the process of the movie.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Because I feel like a lot of times what gets misunderstood is like, poverty can be criminalized,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like somebody goes into a store and steals some food because they're hungry and they end up getting locked in jail for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a crime, but it's not like they're taking the food and selling it as crack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're hungry.
Yeah.
And so, like, a movie that kind of toggles that line of like somebody who's having a hard time in life and they're just trying to survive
mm-hmm.
by doing things
mm-hmm.
versus somebody who's just like a scumbag doing it.
Yeah.
That's interesting. But to show that how poverty can be criminalized and can turn somebody into a criminal
mm-hmm.
is something that I think is very misunderstood.
Yeah.
Especially by people who haven't been put in those predicaments where they have to do those things to survive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that was similar to a movie that I did back in the day, Between Wolves and Sheep, where I was like exploring like survival cannibalism. The movie never got done, but it's sort of like if you're in a situation where, you know, like you everything's falling apart and you haven't eaten for a week, what do you do?
Yeah. Obviously, like, you know, Ace is a scumbag and he doesn't really toe that line very well, but it's kind of like that in a way where it's just like, this is just all about desperation.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about desperation and just like feeling trapped and no way out type feel to it. You know?
Right. So. And with us, we didn't really approach him like that.
We just
made him a douchebag. Yeah. But I mean, it's interesting. It could be a movie just like this as well. Mm-hmm. Slightly different in some ways, but it could explore somebody getting drawn into a really rough circumstance and just trying to do what they can to get out of it. Mm-hmm. But as they're trying to get out of it, they're actually getting deeper into it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're digging your way out of a hole.
Yeah. Where you throw the dirt. Yeah. Sometimes you throw it up in the air and it comes right back down on you.
Yeah, and you're just getting deeper.
Mm-hmm. You're a real good guy, Ace. So I raised the money.
Where's the money? I'm here. What are you talking about? You're joking, right?
Gotta love him. Listen, I can go to my sister's place, and I can get some of that money right now if you got okay? So, you guys can chill out here.
I will come with you.
This is like the one actor that I didn't know before we shot this that came through. Everyone else was like basically people we knew, and the girls were just obviously cast on the spot and shot with them on the spot. But yeah, this was the one person that came through.
I'll be right back. And he turned his back on him.
Guy just doesn't make smart moves, man. It ain't over till you're dead.
Keep your head in the game. Got a few more hours left.
Same yellow shirt. And the black and white helps. It's so clear he was here for one day now.
Yeah. Maybe he just dresses the same. Maybe he has like a union job and that's what he has to wear, right? Who knows?
Shit's hitting the fan now.
Yeah. What city is this?
Nah, I don't know. Stock footage city.
Any city.
Any city USA. No future, man. Gotta take the good when the worry's lighter, and then the bad when things get shitty, like dirty diapers. Keep my head high, I'm on top of the globe. Red eyes, but like socks, I'm always on top of my toes. I'm running it away, get away from it all. Nothing seems right, take me away, away from these lights.
sexy. Mm. Once you have a seat.
Another sex scene.
Hey, man. You got to.
Remember, when you think of this as like an existential film, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, if he knows his time is up.
Of course.
What else would you do?
Yeah.
You just go in between of like desperation of trying to save yourself and hedonism and just trying to enjoy all your last moments.
Well, I mean, like, what are some of the things in life that give people the best physical sensations? Mm-hmm. And usually it's alcohol, drugs, and sex.
Yeah.
Those are the things that most people enjoy. You know, a lot of times I say with kids, once they have sex and get drunk and get high, they've kind of experienced some of the most riveting sensations in life. And ultimately they don't want to do anything else but feed those their appetite for those things. So if you know you're dead, I mean, hey man, you know, that's what you're gonna do. You're just gonna try to have sex, get high, and get drunk as much as possible, knowing your time's up. You can almost look at this as like a leaving Las Vegas kind of thing here.
That's true.
It's a ghetto version of it. But same idea.
Yeah. Except that, I mean, that guy was obviously on a suicide mission. Mm-hmm. He's more like, I know I'm going to get killed type situation.
He's on suicide mission of his own too. I mean, in some regards, right?
Yeah, I guess so. The minute he took those drugs, it was suicide.
Yeah. We left him there. Unguarded with a
God. Oh, man.
That was the end of it.
Yeah.
And the thing about him is, like, all of the sex scenes that he has, it's really a means to an end. I'm sure he's enjoying the physical nature of it, but he's also just trying to put these girls on the street, too.
That's true.
To just keep the whole thing going.
That's true. He's turning them out, you know. That's the first thing you got to do when you turn a chick out. Make them fall in love with you. Make them want to do stuff for you.
Oh boy, that was a big one there he let off. No, let's talk. Here we go. Let's talk her into hitting the streets.
Get those streets to make money.
What am I talking about? Yeah. I'm talking about you going out there and us somewhere.
We never discussed that.
Yeah, we did. I told you I'm going to take you to the top of the world.
No.
Yeah, what do you think I meant by that? Duh. Oh, how are we not on the same page? I said I'm going to take you to the top of the world. That means you're going to be a hooker.
Important question. What happened to the other girl? Did she quit on him? What's up with her? Let's bring her back. Shoot her up again and see what's going on here.
Did she then how would we squeeze in another girl in the middle of the love scene if we keep following up with the same girl?
That's true, too. You gotta keep her moving. Look forward.
We gotta hit those death five love scene criteria.
Yeah, you can't look back. Gotta move forward.
That girl's washed up now, man. She can't really earn any money. She's emotionally broken. I need to break someone else.
At this point, like, how much of a chance? Is he really trying to get the drug money? Like, I don't even know what he's off the rails at this point. Like, he's got, if she does hit the streets, he gets the money.
Yeah.
He's just gonna smoke it and then try to get another chick to go and get him more money. I mean, it's like he's getting further removed from getting the drug money and saving his life. I'm not even thinking about it. He's using the idea of it to try to get these chicks to do things for him. Oh, man.
Oh.
And he just lost his way.
Yeah.
Fuck. Why are you doing this to me? I'm not doing anything. Yes, you are.
She stays very calm.
Yeah, she's trying to hold it together.
It's some really fucked up shit right now. And I need your help, okay? Go out there,
like,
and hit those streets.
I just slept with this guy for drugs. Now he's trying to turn me out. She's just trying to process a lot of things at one time.
You understand me?
What the fuck did I get myself into?
You're not gonna make me. I won't make you? Huh? I won't make you? You're gonna hit those fucking streets to me, aren't you? Huh? Yes.
No.
Right? Yes. I'm getting off of me.
Oh, man. Our hero, ladies and gentlemen.
A lot of slaps.
You got a bitch slap a bitch, man.
Wow. And he pulls a gun out of
Go. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck you.
I know. We need to find religion or something. Only God can save him now.
I mean, at this point, just leave town, dude. Find a way out of town. Get the fuck out of there.
Get out of Dodge, yeah, right?
Just leave.
Oh, man. And he's not a quitter.
No.
He'll get that money somehow.
Can't go back, and he's not really moving forward much.
No, he's not made a lot of progress. He's just fucked a girl, so he's doing drugs or robbing somebody. Only so many possibilities when it comes to this guy.
Tell you, a prequel on him is necessary. We need to find out how it got to this point.
Just do some random movie and call the guy Ace Jackson.
Yeah. We gotta sort this out.
Introducing Ace Jackson.
Eyes wide shut, where am I at? Woke up face flat, the back of the hatchback. Kid from the roof, Grey Goose with juice. My shoe turn blue, another tooth is loose. I'm just trying to collect my thoughts while my pants.
Now, considering like how this movie came together, it's not bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Considering like what, how little resources we had,
mm-hmm.
it does feel like a lot's going on. Considering it's just two guys and a camera for like 90% of this movie,
yeah,
with an occasional actor here and there,
mm-hmm.
and a very light script.
Mm-hmm. Don't question me, or eventually you're gonna know better. I'm a go-getter. I'm a go-setter. Eventually, if you question me, you should have known better.
Very few locations and sets. Ooh, another hole.
Oh, nice.
I wonder if they're gonna have sex.
It's hard to say.
Oh, man. It's so predictable at this point. A hot chick just pops up on screen. It's like,
I mean,
I wonder how this is going to end.
Maybe you know. I don't know. Maybe you know. You wrote the movie. I mean, I have forgotten. This could go in a few directions.
Imagine him not having a sex scene with her at this point.
I mean, dude.
I'm not sleeping with this asshole. Like, no. That's
you're not?
All
these fucking ghetto ass bitches. That's a good shot. Throw it in there.
Like, what the fuck am I still doing over here? I'm ready to go. Like, come on.
That shot actually helped a lot because it was two takes we did. That was a nice cutaway to chop them together.
Right.
Oh, so. I'm the best. Whatever. Like, niggas sleep. Like, I'm gonna do that.
We told her to ad-lib something in there. And she, of course, she ad-libbed that she's the best.
Yeah.
I already been having my legs
Like, just some ad-libbing. This, you just get to point A to point B with this conversation. She's like, oh, because I'm the best.
I'll stay and I'll do it. I'll hold them off as long as possible. I'll do it.
Now, she was a banger in this one. Man. Tried to get her for a while. Damn. And she was young when she did this, too.
Wow, well, I don't know why. did you card her?
What am I, a cop?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Show me where the money's at. I'm surprised he tried to steal her jewelry or something.
Yeah.
Pawn that shit.
Anything. So she's trying to hold him up so Biggs can come and get him.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Holding up the with the only way she knows how.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I think it's still with Biggs and you're trying to fuck with my head.
And whose house is this supposed to be, hers or his? I think Ace is the only one that doesn't know what this is all about.
I figured by now he'd be way more drugged out than this. He seems a little sober.
It's been a while since he had some money for drugs, though. Mm-hmm. That's why he's desperate for that cash. Yep. He needs to get high again.
Wow. He's hitting the spot. Definitely hitting the spot.
She's got that stripper body glitter thing going. She had tattoos everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, now it's not a big deal. Everyone's got those tattoos anymore.
She's putting in some good work there.
Yeah.
It must have been fun shooting that scene.
Yeah, it's all work.
Yeah. I mean, it's not real or anything, but it's just like, it still will be fun. Yeah, I would think so.
It's all stressful.
Yeah.
Angles and worrying about the camera. And,
yeah.
People think it's fun. But it's...
Yeah, I mean, it's like a lay person, you know, people haven't done it. It's like...
Yeah, people make assumptions.
Yeah.
What does he hear? What is he? What happens here? Something just clicks in his head. Wait a minute.
Something went on.
It's too good to be true.
Baxter. Is that you?
It's a nice looking shot here.
Yeah.
How's it hanging, buddy?
I'm surprised we were able to get clean audio.
Good, good.
Because people were out, plus you had the cars going back and forth. It's pretty clean for it.
Nice.
The situation.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, where are you, Baxter? I mean, I'm in front of your place and I don't see you.
Yeah, just this right before we came up the title of these checks.
My treat.
Yeah, we're able to get through like two versions of this movie and able to find different things to talk about.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
As you dive deeper into it, you see different things.
Yeah.
But this movie does bring out, like, the other movie, I think, is more like it's political. It's, you know, it has a different vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I think, does feel different. It's just different music. It's more cutaways, and I think the black and white one to me comes off a bit more serious than this one does. This one here is a little more lighthearted.
Well, the tone of it, I think the black and white changes the tone, and the music changes the tone a lot.
Yeah.
This is more like, you know.
A little more upbeat.
Yeah.
Three. Ace Jackson is a dead man.
Yeah, that music, that old-time music definitely brings more weight to it.
More weight, it's more somber, it's more serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were in that apartment for like 5 minutes. So many cutaways with that. I must have left that place like 10 times for us to get that much footage. We've just been like, walk in again, walk out again, walk in again, walk out again. And again, this is all like one block.
Well, those to show you how much you can do in tight spaces.
Yeah. Because this is where we did all the scenes where I was running in and out of apartments. That was just, and where I walked into Big's place. All these scenes here. Where I walked into the bar was just across the street from here. It's just all right here. Again, that apartment across the street.
Homeless.
Hey man, there's a lot of heat.
I was always wondering where did he live. He found a lot of interiors, but he decided to sleep outside.
Well, the thugs were outside his place,
so
he couldn't go back home.
Yeah. If he's willing to do this, just get the fuck out of New York or wherever city he's in.
Any city, USA. Yeah, across the street, that's where we shot the other stuff.
Yep.
And this is literally across the street. Yeah. Love money, man.
Yes. Well, he doesn't have any money. This is just blood at this point.
Yellow shirt. Yeah, you don't notice that at all with the black and white. Well, he did a pretty good job considering, like, all of his scenes were in a pretty short period of time.
That's right.
He had three really good scenes that stand out for me.
Yep.
The one where he's like, you ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
We? And this here.
Of course.
Three really top, some of the better scenes in the movie.
Remember that time when we were kids and you were being chased by a little man, a rah-rah? They chased you through the alley and back you up in that corner.
Sometimes when you're ad-libbing, you don't realize like when you hit a key word that makes people react.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't realize till this, him and Shamash, both, when I said we, they both flipped on me.
Yeah. I mean, kind of in almost every scene when you tried to like bring other people in, it created a reaction.
It did, like, certainly did.
Like, we're in this, you got to hit the streets. It's like, hold on, I got to hit the streets. It's like, that was always the thing. Every time you try to bring somebody into it, they have a reaction of some sort.
Yeah. Whether it's hit the streets or weed or whatever it is.
You gotta go out there and make some money for me. Like, hold on a minute. I don't want to do that.
Well, you have to, though.
Yeah.
How else are we gonna get that McDonald's money?
Smell of water. Smell of water, H.
Take that nigga out of his misery.
Oh my goodness.
What a movie. Yeah.
That was different from the black and white.
It certainly was, man. It certainly was. His name is still H. Jackson, but yeah, a whole different can of worms. Big Lil Mr. Biggs. Here's just a tribute to like a lot of black actors and some real names, a lot of it mostly like names of characters from a lot of black exploitation films. Trying to pad out these credits, make it seem like more people worked on the film that they did.
She's a shame, okay?
Coffee Billy by Foxy Brown. Trouble the Diva.
So how much longer was this movie from the black and white?
Maybe like, let me see, this is 119. I think the black and white was a little over maybe 107 or something.
Okay.
If that long. Mm-hmm. It's definitely at least 12 minutes, maybe more, longer. A lot of it's, some of it's the, I think maybe the credits is a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
The sex scenes are all longer. And the stock footage. And then I was able to find alternative takes that were a little bit longer in some of them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's good.
He died like last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great actor. These names would probably be more appropriate to the other version of the film. Didn't think of it at the time. But yeah, man. So this wraps up. Obviously, we're not going to do the unfinished films or the Maniac 2, Sentinel Lady, leaving that stuff out. Just like the actual finished films, this kind of wraps it up for us.
Yeah.
Now it's just a matter of figuring out where this place is in the pantheon of that first wave of movies we did.
Mm-hmm.
Sorting that order out and getting more into it. So I don't know where I place this. I have to put some thought into it.
I do too.
I don't think I put it above the other one.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. Because the other one had more weight with the music.
The other one I like because it was just more somber and it was more...
The tone of it.
Yeah, a little more seriousness.
Yeah.
You know, but this is good. I mean, it's not, you know, it's a good effort. It's just very different from the other one.
It's very different. Very different. The tone is completely different, like you said.
Totally different. I think the first one we were watching, it didn't seem like, I don't know, I didn't feel as jovial about it. It felt like there was a real tragedy going on here.
It felt very bleak. This
yeah.
didn't feel as bleak. This, while that one felt bleak, this felt more like we're watching like a flawed character make a lot of bad decisions.
Right.
That one you felt like, man, this is a somber, bleak, depressing movie.
Right.
This is like, what the hell is this Netflix going to do next type situation. It's like... Okay, what new scheme are you going to get yourself into this time, Ace? As opposed to, oh dear God, this guy.
Yeah.
You definitely feel different about it. So I would still say the other versions above it. So right now I still have They Almost Dies number 1, Hookers in Revolt number 2, the original Ace number 3, and then I have to start thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's still my top 3 though.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just a matter of like, where does the trade-off fall? Where does this fall?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my debate, this and the trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dingo, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I still think this might be over my Dingo though.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other ones are pretty much set
mm-hmm.
after that. So,
mm-hmm.
we'll see.